Kia ora, Nick. A warning this week about costs. Costs for road transport businesses have risen almost four times higher than inflation in the last quarter. That's according to the latest Grant Thornton Cost Index. That sounds pretty severe. Just how concerning is this, do you think, for road transport operators? And should consumers also be concerned?
Well, I think it's an unsurprising concern, if that makes sense. I don't think anybody will be surprised by this. But the point is, we're now armed with the information. Transporting New Zealand runs this cost index for the benefit of the industry, and I think that's a key benefit of an association, is to give its members information and data so they can better run their businesses and profitably run their businesses. And that's the purpose of this. I mean, what we're seeing from the Grant Thornton Index is exactly as you say. The overall quarterly increase, and this is up to June 2022, because we do run, you know, in arrears, if you like, but the overall quarterly increase to road transport business costs is 6.24%. That compares to a 1.66% increase in the CPI for the same period. Now, what we're seeing is that, and what we've seen for the last 2 years, is that the gap between industry costs, as identified in the Grant Thornton, and CPI, inflation, has continued to widen. So that means that if you're running a trucking company, your costs are going up faster than general inflation. And you've got to stay in business to charge appropriately. And this is the best way of understanding what those costs are, broken down obviously by the different cost areas of your business, and ensure that you are in your rates, you are taking account of those increases. Because, yes, there is also a warning for consumers here, but the trucking industry cannot afford to carry additional costs itself. And that's, I often feel, the expectation from industry customers. We've got to hand those costs on, and we've got to make a profit on top of those costs if the industry is going to stay viable and continuing to deliver for the New Zealand economy. Cameron Bagri at our recent conference warned, that there are probably six cycles that we should be looking out for. He reckons we've hit three of them. He's yet to see, our construction sector take a turn for the worse. Obviously, he asked transport operators in the room who were still looking for staff. 80% of them were. He said, when we get to a point where people are not looking to employ staff, we'll know that we're, getting through the cycle, but we are not there yet. So it's really important that transport operators are on guard and are charging on fair costs to their customers so they can stay in business, but also so those costs can be reflected properly throughout the economy and can be paid, by the people who, need to pay them.
One of those costs, of course, a big cost, is fuel that's gone right up. The government's saying that the reduction in fuel taxes will end on January 31st next year. Is that going to include road user charges?
It's a really good question, David. There are three things that package includes. One of them is that discount to road user charges that many of our industry have been enjoying. It's about a 36% discount. And then, of course, then there's the fuel excise, which, any car user's been enjoying, of about 25 cents a litre. And then, of course, you've got that discount, that 50% discount that was applied to public transport. So the government have said, all things being equal, that will end on the 31st of January. My view is, if you look at our costs increases, if you look at what's happening in terms of New Zealand's economy and the world economy, our industry and people who need to transport themselves and their families around in cars or on public transport, we are still going to need that support come January the 31st. So the industry will, the Transport in New Zealand, on behalf of the industry, will not be giving up our advocacy and our fight to ensure that those discounts are maintained for the foreseeable future.
And you'd like to hear an answer from the government on that?
I suspect in the new year.
Yeah, it'll take some time.
I mean, Michael Wood has said, you know, this is costly, and it is costly, and you know, that we've got to have that revenue as a government to pay for roads and other infrastructure. But as our members tell us on a daily basis, that money is not being well spent on maintenance, certainly not building new roads. You know, a lot of it's being spent on non-road transport spending, which even though the much of the revenue, a couple of billion dollars of the revenue is actually taken from the industry, it isn't being applied back to our needs. So actually, in tough economic times, we'll take the discount. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thanks, David.